The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Grind. You are absolutely live on the realest show ever. Share this out, share this out, share this out. Man, we have something good for you guys this morning. In a minute, you will see my amazing co-host, or is she already on? Let me see, because I'm not on that screen. I need everything connected. All right, in a minute you'll see my amazing co-host, Ms. Pam McCray. We've got people chiming in on IG Live. They're just getting on. And we're going to talk about some good stuff this morning, man. We're going to help somebody do some stuff this morning. I'm super, super excited about that. As soon as I can get this, I want to make sure that we are on YouTube, and then we will be good to go. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Good morning, good morning. I see you guys chiming in on IG. Guys, feel free to say where you're calling in from and state your name and where you're calling in from. All right, share this out, share this out. Guys, we're going to talk about fear today. We're going to talk about fear, and fear is an amazing and a tragic thing all at the same time, because when you come through it, it's amazing, but when you're still in it, I can tell you right now, it is not sexy at all. So my iPad's not charging, so I can't check YouTube, but I'm pretty sure we are clicking on all of those cylinders. Let's do this. While we have people join, let's go ahead and play a little something. It's not going to be what you want to hear, but it's going to be what you need to hear, because I don't want this to get taken down. I'm on a different platform today, ladies and gentlemen, so I most certainly don't want this to get taken down. I want people to be able to dial back in and benefit from what's going to be said today, and be able to bridge some gaps, just like you guys are going to bridge some gaps right now. Some of you are sitting there, some of you are saying, man, I don't struggle with fear. I ain't got no problem with fear. I done already kicked fear in the throat. No worries here. Well, if that's you already, then awesome. Hang on the line and help somebody else conquer some fear. But we'll be right back and we'll get this thing kicked off, all right? Let's see how this sounds right here.
This is a Mr. Tracky production.
right, look, we're right on time. We got my amazing co-host, the millionaire mompreneur herself, the beautiful, the talented, the awesome and amazing, the creative for greatness, Miss Pamela McCray. Miss McCray, what's going on? Say hello to everybody.
Great morning, everybody on the line this morning. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. You may want to close your door. We don't have as big as a mansion as we want to have right now, so she's not on the other end of the world. She is like about 50 feet that way. So man, I hope y'all grabbed that coffee this morning. I think I got everything connected this morning, Pam. Pam got her coffee. Man, y'all live on the grind this morning. I see, Pam, I know you got some people that may be chiming in from IG. Feel free.
Live right now.
All right, when you go live, feel free to address them. Man, who we have on IG? What's going on? What? Okay, what's going on? Iabella, I ain't getting ready to say that last part, but okay, I got you. Good morning, young lady. What's going on? hello, gorgeous C, gorgeous CC. What's going on, CC? Louisville, Kentucky, Iabella says she's in. Y'all check out her last name. She is, boy, that's what I'm talking about. She is saying, I'm exercising my freedom today. Diamond, the pies. Oh, she didn't say y'all. Didn't say, if y'all don't speak to me, I ain't going to speak to y'all. So, West Hartford, Connecticut. Hello, gorgeous. CC is in. Keisha, healthy living. I see you. Man, so share this out, man. There are a lot of people going to watch this broadcast. A lot of people are going to watch it, you know, as it goes on. But, you know, there's something that you know, we talk about on a regular basis around here, not just in our business, but also in our life with our kids, with life coaching as a whole. We also talk about it in business as well, because it really, really does plague everything that we do, or has the potential to plague everything that we do. And if we allow it to actually hurt us or be a part of our lives, then it's going to be that thing, that very thing that pushes us to failure. So Pam, that word is fear. F-E-A-R. Pam, tell everybody what fear means. What is fear?
Well, you know what? Fear can mean so many different things. Fear is definitely crippling, okay? And you know what? We hear all these different cliches when it comes time to fear. You know, we hear false evidence appearing real. But I can tell you, fear is the very thing that stops you. Fear is the very thing that keeps you from becoming all that you can actually become, because you already have what you need on the inside of you. So I can go on and on with what fear is, but fear is negative. Fear is not real. Fear is something that can be overcome. Fear is something that we allow ourselves to create in our minds to now cause us, to allow us to think that we cannot do. So fear is something that everybody has the opportunity to get over. It's something that we truly don't want to allow to control our lives. But many times we allow fear. Fear is the ultimate root. When we don't go out and we don't take action, when we don't move, when we don't do the things that we know we are called to do, when we don't move on purpose, the bottom line is fear.
Fear, baby, fear. Man, we can joke, we can laugh about it, but some people are crippled by fear. And one of the first things that Pam and I always teach about is fear, you know, because if you don't conquer fear, man, I'm tell you right now, you may as well roll up the tent, you may as well pack up the doggone sleeping bag, you may as well go ahead on and go on back to the crib, get in your bed, and lay down, because I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't conquer it, it's a wrap, okay? So here's what we want to do. Some of you that may have seen my Facebook post, you know, I put up the six principles to conquer fear. Fear, as we already just identified, is very crippling. Pam just told you guys that fear is false evidence appearing to be real. So if it's false evidence appearing to be real, what does that mean? It's fake. Right. Nothing
it's
about
fake.
Fear.
It's
is,
a fraud.
Right. It's fake. It's a fraud. Nothing about fear is tangible. Nothing about fear is productive. Nothing about fear really should scare you, because the biggest aspect of fear, and I don't want to, you know, I put it in caps on the on the screen.
Great morning, great morning. You guys are being chimed into what we call the grind. Did you ask me something? I'm sorry. Because
no,
I'm trying to figure out how to mute. Okay. How to mute out. How to mute out, because I don't understand this platform. I'm just being
okay.
Real on the grind. I don't understand this platform. I can't see how to mute myself. I was addressing my ID people that have come along here live to hear on the grind this morning, but I can't get out without you completely out, okay?
Oh, no problem. No problem. So I think, let me see, to mute yourself out, because I'd be lying if I told you I knew how, because I can mute myself out of my microphone. But
we're talking about great morning.
Well, nonetheless, that's okay. You know, you got some people chiming in on IG. You know, go ahead and welcome them to the call, because we're getting ready to get into this fear thing right now.
Welcome, everybody. All right. Let's go ahead and get into it.
All right, so can you see the name? Somebody tell me, man, I love this show. I love it that we can grow together. I love it that we can go together. I love it that we can sit together and be successful together, because that's the epitome of team. So somebody tell me if you can actually see Pam and I's name on the screen, because this is a new platform. I only used it a couple times in the past, but we're gonna make it do what it do, and keep going. So man, like I said, we got you guys for almost a full hour here, and we're not gonna pull any punches, because I believe this topic actually warrants us to really sit down and talk to you guys for an hour, because you know, Pam and I both were once captors or being conquered by fear. And if you're conquered by fear, I can tell you right now that it's going to be something that's going to hold you back for the rest of your life, until you finally get a hold of it and decide to punch it in the face and conquer it, put it behind you, step on it, sit on it, stand on it, whatever you want to call it. Okay. So guys, I hope you have a pen and paper, because one of the most important things about this show is we're going to tell you things that we know, not what we think. And everything that you have that you get from the show, you can actually apply it to your real life. And not just that, because you're going to see during out these examples, you're going to be able to see that you have a choice to either be to yourself or help somebody else. And the good thing about the show is you can take these same principles. You can take these same shows, go back and listen to them again, or you can take them and go back and share them with someone else that struggles with the very things that we put on as topics, and you can help them bridge gaps. And if nothing else, guys, you can build your mastermind alliance from the people that you may have had in your life, you know, for a long time. You may not want to, you know, leave them behind. So you bring them up to speed with what you're listening to, how you're conquering your everyday life, man, and you can build that circle, that nucleus that we always talk about, you know, here on the show. So on your paper, guys, you know, it's going to be kind of like a show / class, because we've got my Blog Talk Radio, The Grind, listening right now. They can't see us, but they're listening to us. And if you're on my Blog Talk Radio platform, ladies and gentlemen, you want to go ahead, if you want to be able to see my lovely wife and I, our faces, you know, you'll be able to go ahead and go to Nathan McCray, or go to my IG page, Nathan McCray 1. You can go to Pam McCray 1. Pam, she's not on Facebook. Her Facebook Live isn't up. But go to my Facebook page. Go to YouTube, The Grind, thegrindradio.com, and you'll be able to see us. But nonetheless, welcome, Blog Talk Radio family. All right. So fear, guys. There's six principles to fear, and And I brought Pam on because I know that if Pam doesn't know anything else, I know she knows a lot. But if she doesn't know anything else, she knows fear. Fear was Pam's best friend for a long time, right? Shyness.
Way
too long. Yeah, way too long, Pam, right?
Right.
So if we know that fear is that thing, man, that's gonna cripple you, then I want you guys to chime in really to what we call the strike principles. And STRIKE, they're the six principles to conquering fear once and for all. And I want you guys to really get this because these are the very things that Pam and I had to deploy in our lives. And to be quite honest with you, we're still deploying them in our lives. But when you first deploy them, you start really walking in these principles, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to start realizing that fear is no longer going to control you. Every now and then, it has that little thing. Have you ever played that game where you go in a carnival, Pam, or you go in Chuck E. Cheese and you grab the handle and you put your money in and the little turtle pops up and you hit it and it goes back down? You ever play that game?
Bye.
Some of y'all
you hit, you hit,
yeah.
Go back down.
every now and then, it'll raise this little head. You hit it real quick, but the key is you got what you need to actually hit it. Now, before you just had to sit there and watch it come up and be afraid that there's the fear kicking in. Okay, I'm gonna give you guys the first thing. This isn't even part of strike. Okay. And this is for free, all right? The longer you lay in the bed in the morning, the longer fear is going to cripple you. I'm going to tell you right now. Let me put that in layman's terms. It's not even so much as bed. The longer you are idle during the day, if you don't have things figured out, if your life is in shambles right now, the longer you're idle and you concentrate on it, guess what? It's going to cripple you. It's just gonna be that thing that's gonna come in and kill you. So let's talk about the first principle, because it's strike. STRIKE. Write that in big bold letters at the top of your notepad. If you're taking notes, those of you with the mega memory, put that in the top of your mind. Okay. Strike. Okay. The S in strike, ladies and gentlemen, stands for self-awareness. Okay. Self-awareness. Super simple. All right. Super simple. When you know who you are, when you know what you are, when you know whose you are, ladies and gentlemen, it becomes easy to address and to strengthen your weaknesses. Right, Pam?
Yeah, absolutely. You see, in order to be able to conquer anything, like, you got to first be aware of the very thing that's holding you back. And so awareness of self is very powerful, because unless you realize it, then you can never conquer it. And so therefore, you have to really take the time to look at that man in the mirror and to understand what is it that's holding me back. Because many times we want to succeed at certain things in life, but we're not really aware. We don't take the time to stop and to listen and to think. And so let's know and understand, you know, what is that thing? What, you know, I keep putting my hands on, I have this desire to win at certain things in life. I want so much more in life. But yet, there's something that's keeping me from moving forward. What is it? And so you have to become aware of it, which means you have to look on the inside self in order to be able to conquer that very thing.
Absolutely. Man, I love it. I love it. Because right off the bat, I love to look at, Pam, I like to look at fear as a six-shot revolver, right? And because I can't give it any more power than that. It really has no power. But when I think about it, when I think of fear in the context of how I really think about it right now, because I've conquered it, I think about it as, if you could remember the movie, some of you remember the movie, I'm going to get... Anyway, I don't know what they're talking about on Instagram, but anyway, if you remember the movie, I'm Gonna Get You Sucker, right? Remember the dude had the little, I'm Gonna Get You Sucker, right? He had the little six shot little revolver. Yeah. He had the six-shot revolver, and it was like every time they were shooting, da, 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 and all of a sudden he's like, pow. And it's like little six-shot. So see fear as a little six-shot revolver, okay? What we just did with self-awareness, ladies and gentlemen, is you just took one bullet out of the gun, right? A bullet that's been already fired from a gun can't hurt, right? It can't hurt you. It's already been fired. So the key to fear, the first thing, the key is to turn the gun and fire the bullet yourself, identify it, and now you can work on it, right? Now you can decide to be a leader and not just a follower, and you can affect change on yourself. Now you affect the change on yourself. Now you can start to affect the change on others, because, fam, I'm going to tell you right now, change, people look at change and they say, change is great. No, but change can be good and change can be bad, right? Good or bad.
Black.
And misery always Black. Loves company, right? So as long as you allow fear to control you, the longer you set the example for people close to you to stay in fear. Think about it in that context, right? So if you and here's I'm hit you at home. Look at the kids. Look at your kids. Look at your brothers. Look at your sisters. Look at the people that are closest to you. When you're operating in fear, you're setting an example for them to say, well, I'm going to operate the same way he or she is operating. So remember, fear, when you look at that thing, fear's biggest fear, if I can say that, fear's biggest fear is awareness. It makes sense that fear has fear because fear is fear. And I just messed y'all up with that because I messed myself up with it. Right?
It's an emotion.
Yeah, man.
It's an emotion.
It's an emotion. Come on.
It's an emotion. You know, it's a feeling that you got to get rid of. And the only way to get rid of it is, again, is like touching on that that self-awareness. You got to become aware of it, and then you got to do something about it. You know, you got to take action. That's for anything. Anything that you want to be able to accomplish in life, you got to take an action. So what are you going to do about it? You got to allow that fear to continue to be false in your life, not real, you know, but yet taking everything, feeling all things and everything. Mm. That's what fear does.
Dream killer. That's a show all in itself, fam. I think you know what? It's funny you say that, because Dream Killer was the very first. Yeah, it was the very first show that was on the grind. Dream Killer.
Wow.
So go back to the very first episode and watch that show, guys. It was amazing. I was looking yesterday, like 148 different episodes of The Grind thus far. So a lot of gaps have been bridged. A lot of gaps have been bridged right here on The Grind. So man, self-awareness, when you know who you are, when you know what you are, and you know who you are, at that point in time, is when you can start to really, really affect change on yourself, and fear becomes its biggest fear, guys, because you are aware. At this point in time, it can't attack you there. So one bullet at the gun, Pam, gone. Okay, so let's work on that second.
Right.
Let's work on that second bullet. Trust.
We got a six-shot revolver.
Okay. All right. So when you realize, man, it's all about your mentality, how you view things. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Right.
We're killing fear today.
So the second principle, ladies and gentlemen, or the second bullet is trust. Okay, trust. Trust your abilities. You can make up for hustle. You've heard this one before, Pam. This is going to sound familiar. You can make up for in hustle what you lack in ability. Right. What you have right now is enough. Stop letting people tell you it's not, because that's fear. It's not. That's not even your fear. One of the worst fears in the world, Pam, is when you allow somebody else to put their fear on you, and it becomes your fear. It's not what you have. It's not what you have to convince yourself that of in terms of you trusting yourself, guys. It's what you have to convince yourself of. Don't have to convince nobody else of it. What you have to convince yourself right? That you have confidence.
Confidence. That's right? Everything. You hit right here the nail on the head when you're going into trust and that confidence, because confidence is the very thing that's now going to help you to rule the fear. If you're not confident, confidence is, again, it's a belief. It's an emotion. And when you become confident in knowing who and who you are and what you've been created to be, then you're able to now begin to trust the fact that for real, you got everything that you need. Everything that you need on the inside of you, you're going to now activate it. You see, many times we don't activate the power that we have within. And what ends up happening is we don't trust ourselves. That's that doubt that begins to creep in, right? That's really fear, mm-hmm. right? When you begin to doubt yourself and you don't know who you are, then what happens is, you know, the fear is able to overcome you and you can't accomplish the things that you know that you can accomplish. Right. You see, for a long time, I didn't trust myself. I didn't believe in myself. I used to allow doubt and thoughts to creep into my mind to the point to where, you know, I honestly thought that I didn't realize my purpose. I didn't for real because I didn't trust myself. I was that one who said, you know what, I don't have any talents. I don't have any gifts. But I allowed the thoughts, that fear, to come in and cripple me for real. And then it wasn't until, again, that self-awareness, that first one that you talked about, when I fully become aware of who I am, I'm like, wait a minute now. Oh no, the things, the thoughts that I'm allowing to creep into my mindset, into my head, that's not who I am. I gotta believe and know and trust for real who I am. I'm gonna go on and on. I'm gonna turn it back.
I love it, man. Look, I can listen to y'all day because I know. You know, I know that is when you start getting riled up, what's getting ready to come, I'm going to have to start passing the offering plate in a minute. We're going to have to save a collection up, you know, because I know when she gets going, guys, it's going to come out. And because fear is real, and a lot of people can identify with fear. But what we're trying to do now is we're trying to empty the gun. Some of you are under duress. Yeah. Some of you are sitting around allowing fear to hold you captive. It's got the gun on you, and it's using you against you. It's nobody else.
Yeah.
You've gotten so unaware of who you are. You've stopped trusting in who you are, who God created you to be. You stopped trusting in your own power. Now you're allowing other people to reflect who they are on you and cast their fears on you, and you're down there buried under a mountain of rubble, you know, and fear standing on top like this here, like I got him where I want him. I got him where I want it right now. And you can't do anything about it because you don't know who you are, what you are, or who you are, and you stop trusting yourself. And when you stop doing
right.
that, ladies and gentlemen, right there, fear can just put them other four bullets in his pocket and say, you know, I already got him. I got him. But some of you, fear is real. It's so real right now because you get up in the morning, you're in fear. You wake up, you don't smile. You wake up, you don't do anything. You're thinking about the things that you got to do, the things that are going on, the fact that you're not where you want to be, the fact that you don't have what you want to have, and it's fear. And it's fear. And it's fear laced with the inability to act. And when you're not acting on your visions, your goals, you're not accomplishing anything, you can talk about them all day. We talk about it, fam. It's sexy to say, sexier to do. If you ain't going
to
do it.
Sexier to do it.
That's it. If you ain't going to
do
it.
And you talk about one of the words that's standing out to me that you just talked about was captive.
Yes.
And that's what fear does. Think about captivity. You know, the word that comes to mind when you mention fear, holding so many people captivity, you become a hostage to fear. You know, imagine, you think about that person that is kidnapped or in a situation that they don't desire to be in, and they are literally a hostage. They can't control, they can't do anything. That's what fear does. It has you in this box. And so you end up being a hostage to fear, the very thing that's now going to stop you. That's all it does. It stops you from doing and becoming because you don't have control of that situation.
Right.
But fear can be overcome. You see, fear is something that you can escape. You don't have to be in that captivity. You don't have to be that hostage. But what happens is, because fear is that false evidence of being real and people allow it to be real, it fear's real, but people allow it to be real, because that's what I did. I allowed fear to be real in my life. That's how it stopped me for so long. I was a hostage in fear. But then I said, you know what? God has given me everything that I need to break free. God has given me everything that I need to break through. And that's the thing. You got to break through that thing. You got to break out of captivity. You got to break out of being in that hostage situation in order to manifest everything that you absolutely deserve.
Yes. Yes, man. And I love that word captive. Let me write that down, because, you know, that's a very powerful word. And, you know, even when you say, you can say hostage, you can say captive. Captive to me sounds like, you know, sounds a lot better than hostage. You're held hostage, but that means that if you, when I think about hostage, I think about you're waiting on somebody to come and save you, because it's conditioning, right? But when I think about captive, I think about now you have the ability to free yourself, right? Because you're a Yeah, now you can fight yourself out of it instead of waiting for somebody to come and try and free you, right? So I love it. Awesome, man, awesome. So let's jump into the third, because we've taken two bullets out of the gun already. So let's go ahead and get those other four out of the gun, right? So fear can stop firing that little funky revolver in your face every morning, probably 3, 4, 5, 6 times a day. So, guys, the third principle in the strike principle, ladies and gentlemen, is RAW. All right, RAW, real and worthy. Let me tell you guys something. Confident is like, it's the kryptonite to fear. It's the kryptonite. When you have confidence, ladies and gentlemen, fear is like, uh-oh, something's going on. They're either listening to something, they're doing something. Something's happening to where now they're starting to believe in themselves. You guys know that my favorite movie is, I have a couple of them now, but my all-time favorite is The Matrix. And I talk about that movie all the time, right? He didn't know he was the one until he started to believe that he was the one. His confidence is what punched his fear. Neo, yeah, punched his fear in the face, because he would just get up, and just like a lot of you guys get up and go to a job every day, get up, do the same thing, listen to the same people telling you what to do, plugging yourself into a socket and allowing them to suck your power, suck all of your creative juices out to build somebody else's dream. And that's what he was doing. As he was doing that, he was so fearful that he would lose his job. He was so fearful that he would wake up when he wouldn't be able to pay bills, wouldn't be able to do anything. He didn't want to say anything to his boss because his boss was an a-hole, but he didn't want to say anything to him because this little dude had the power to fire him. But he couldn't say anything. It was fear. Now, I ain't telling y'all to go in and cuss your boss out today, but if you feel froggy, then jump. That's up to you, right? But here's the deal. When you That's it. You got to have a plan B. You got a plan B, right? Unemployment is not a good plan B, all right? So, and that's all I got to say about that, all right? So it's like jumping. Fear, man. Here's the thing about being RAW, all right? Because I love the acronym RAW. It's real and worthy. Real and worthy. Confidence. But when you settle, quit, or compromise, ladies and gentlemen, it creates chinks in your armor. I'm going to tell you, you can't be RAW. You can't be real and know that you're worthy if you're settling, quitting, and compromising. It creates those little chinks in your armor, and it gives fear holes to kind of slip in, right? So when nobody else is watching, what are you doing? When nobody else is checking you on your goals, what are you doing? You compromising? Are you quitting for a little while during the day? You know, are you setting goals for yourself and then settling for the ones that you can't? Yeah, for the lesser ones that you can't get, or are you driving yourself to these goals? You have to. That's up to you. Totally trust. We just talked about trust and self-awareness. Once you know who you are, once you trust your abilities, you have no choice but to be RAW, right?
Right. Real and worthy.
Real and worthy.
And you know what? That's another thing. That was another thing that I believe that I serve stuff. Mm-hmm. No, because when you realize that you're worthy of having the very things that you desire to have and to accomplish the very things that you want to accomplish in life, then that's you're going to do. You're not going to be, you become empowered. You know, you become that confident person, just like you were just saying. All of these things, you know, you decide not to settle in life. Too many times you settle. When you settle in life, that's fear. That's fear in action for real. We cannot even realize it. And when we make a decision that we're just going to accept what life has thrown us, when we make a decision that we're just going to accept and make excuses for who we are, we begin to say, well, I can't do that, or I can't do that, or now we don't begin to really fully believe in ourselves, and we're not aware of what we have on the inside of us. But when you feel and worthy, right, then now you begin to, no, wait a minute, I deserve for real it all. So therefore, what am I going to do? Now remove this feeling, okay, that false evidence that's appearing real, that we allow to appear real in our life. What am I going to do if I now realize that I am worthy of accomplishing every single thing and having what my heart desires, so that now we can move in our purpose. We're not even moving and operating in our purpose when we allow fear to stop us. Mm. For real.
You just said a mouthful.
So God ain't free.
Yeah. I love it. Purpose, man. Everything. You can't be raw unless you're not compromising, settling, guys, or you're not quitting. That's what raw means. You've gotten the first two of the most important bullets you just emptied from the gun of fear, right? I mean, self-awareness, who you are, what you are, and whose you are, and trusting your abilities. That tells you that fear can't tell you that you can't do this because of this and this. What you have is enough.
Right.
You got to start right there. You gotta start right there.
And quit. Quitting? What's that? Quitting? Are you kidding? Quitting? One of the things that I could say is that you can say you can say whatever you want to say. Fear don't stop me. But one thing that I did realize is in life is that I'm not a quitter. Okay, when I put my hands to something, I am not going to do that thing to overcome me. And that's the reason why I kept on pushing. That's the reason why I kept on saying, okay, this not who I was created to be. That's the reason why I kept telling myself, you know, I know that I had two very intelligent parents. They didn't raise no stupid child, because these are thoughts that were going into my mind, and I would allow these thoughts to overcome me. And that's why I felt like I had no gifts and no talents and things like that, because I was like, well, shoot, what have I really accomplished? You know, what have I really done in life? And as a result of it, those thoughts were stopping me. But no, quitting is an option. When you realize who you are, when you become aware, when you start to trust yourself, when you get real and worthy and know absolutely without a shadow of a doubt that you deserve it, then you're going to keep on going. You're going to realize that, yes, there's going to be ups and downs in life. There's going to be some hurdles. There's going to be some losses. There's going to be some tests. We're going to create some mess, because God gives us the choice to allow us to do what we want to do in life. But we got to also know that there's a price to pay for everything that we do. So accept the price for whatever we decide to do in life, and realize that it's a part of our process in order to become. We are humans becoming every single day. So now give the fear, because it is stopping you and causing you to quit. When you get rid of it, you'll keep on going. But I can tell you, that's one thing God definitely gave me with for real, was I had that mindset in the very beginning. I'm not a quitter. I'm going to keep on fighting. And that's what everybody got to make a decision to do.
I'm telling you, I used to get so frustrated with you before you became who you are right now. I used to get so, because I saw you for who you are, which was more than what you saw yourself as, but I saw you
right.
for what you had the potential to become, and I believe that's the difference. And guys, when you're looking for a leader, when you're looking for a coach, huh?
You get mad at me.
I do. I get frustrated sometimes, because we get frustrated at me too sometimes. But you know, guys, when you're looking for a leader, a coach, a mentor, one of the things that you need to be able to gauge in that person is that they don't see you for who you are. They see you for who you can't have the ability to become. And they can only see you for who you have the ability to become by two things. That's your words and your actions. If you're not giving them any one of the two, then they can't really see you for who you have the ability to become. So it goes much deeper than that. Now they have to dig way down to see that, okay, God created a man and God created a woman. You were created for greatness. I just don't know what that greatness is and when it's going to come out. Now I just got more work to do to try to get it out. I got a lot of work to do to try to flip your buddy inside out, to get what's on the inside to the outside. So that, guys, when you
right.
get a person that's going to work with you and be with you, as long as you're putting in the work, they'll put in the work. But that's a whole nother show. So I used to get mad at Pam when she used to be, you know, saying, you know, I just don't know what it is that God wants me to do. And I used to be like, what the heck you mean, man? What do you mean? You don't know what God wants you to do, man. You got so much in you, so much that you can be, so much that God wants to use you as. All you have to do is open your mouth. Stop letting fear beat you up. You know, stop being. And guys, I had already went through that. I mean, being in corporate America for so long. I mean, I've stood in front of executives. I've stood in front of owners of companies, CEOs, saying, you know, telling them plans to build out, you know, multi-million-dollar networks. So I had to punch fear in the face. I didn't have a choice. It was trial by fire mm-hmm. for me a long time ago. People talk about John Maxwell, and all these other leaders, you know, that talking about motivation. Man, I cut my teeth on those people back in the day. And when we look at, you know, self-development and getting better as a person, guys, it takes that for you to punch fear in the face. It's a gradual up. Right, so let's move on, Pam, because man, I can go on and on. That's the third bullet, right? That we just took out of the gun. All right. You gotta stay raw. You're self-aware, trusting your abilities, and now you're real and worthy, guys. Confidence is the kryptonite to fear. The fourth bullet, ladies and gentlemen, the fourth principle to conquering your fear is intentional. You gotta be intentional. I'm gonna get on entrepreneurs right now for a minute, Pam. Okay. Get on entrepreneurs. Let me move my IG people around here for a minute, because I want everybody to really get this. All right, I'm gonna get on entrepreneurs, and you can put this in any aspect of that you want to put it in. The intentional entrepreneur, right, considers every possibility, with the understanding that everything is possible. Write that down, guys. Write that down, because I'm trying to prepare you guys for this. The intentional entrepreneur, and I'm not talking about the intentional career-oriented person, because I believe that person that says, I have a career is just a fancy word for job. And job is the journey of the world, right? And I ain't on no journey to be broke. I don't want no job. So I want to be able to create my own legacy, my own income, create my own freedom, because I ain't getting it from nobody else. It's going to keep plugging me into that socket, right? So the intentional entrepreneur, ladies and gentlemen, considers every possibility with the understanding that everything is possible. Everything is possible. Leave no stone unturned. Cover all the bases.
No,
right? Right. But here's the deal. You know what could happen. You know what you want to happen. And here's how I'm going to make it happen. Plan. Right? Plan. If you don't plan to succeed, you plan to fail. And a lot of people don't understand that, Pam. They don't understand that you can't just wake up and say, okay, I'm going today. Okay, I'm just going to run out here and boom, boom, boom. And that's just like you, at that point, you just like a, yeah, it's like jumping in the ocean with covered in blood, swimming around in the ocean. Some sharks are coming. They're coming to get you. Fear smells you when you don't plan, when you're not intentional, when you're not raw, when you don't trust yourself, when you're not self-aware. It's like jumping in the ocean with meat tied around your neck. You get ready to get
that's right.
Plan.
Right. Don't get eaten up. Because if you don't move forward every day with intention, then and having that plan, a written plan. You know, people think, okay, that's cliche. No, for real, a written plan has to happen. Because if you don't have that plan in front of you, then it's for real what they say, that an unwritten goal is the wish that won't end up happening in life, because you don't have any direction to move towards. You don't have anything that's now going to allow you to say, okay, here's my goal. You know, I got it written down, and I put a date on it sometime that I want to accomplish it, because you can sit up here and say, yes, I want to be, I don't know, I, want to be a successful business owner and make six figures a year, but yet you don't have a plan. You don't have a plan as to, okay, you know, here's what I'm going to do to now find the perfect business for me. What am I going to get up every single day? And now, and many times we say yes to businesses, and then we still get in and want all this success, but you're not intentional in the goal setting. You're not intentional in having the plan. You're not intentional in having the activity that's necessary to get it done. If you move with intention, it means that now you're aiming for something. Okay?
Right.
You're aiming
right.
for something that you know is going to happen. So if you don't pull that trigger, just like we're talking about the revolver, on intention every single day, then you're going to get up and you're going to find yourself wandering aimlessly, never accomplishing anything, and wondering why. I know, I used to be the same way, okay? There's nothing that you can talk about fear that I did not at one point allow to overtake me. I'm the one that wanted to win, that wanted to have success, but I had no plan. I would get up every single day and literally say, oh, yes, I'm going to win today. Yes, yes, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that. But what am I doing? There was no intention. There was no plan. I wasn't moving or aiming at something. So therefore, I never hit the target. Until I realized everything that we talked about, self-awareness, trust, real and worthy, and now definitely beginning to move with intention.
Intention. Man, that's good stuff, fam. Plan. Let me tell you something. Let me show you something. And our business, guys, I'm telling you, think we play, we plan. You see what I'm saying? You see that? And I'm showing people on IG, you know, some of our top producers here, guys. That's a plan. We got goals, and we want to make sure that we're coaching them to help them hit those goals. And that's what we do. And for my people on Facebook, I can't lift my computer right now, but planning is having something that visually represents where you are, you know, where you're going, and your overall vision, guys. And that's what want to do, right? So be intentional, guys. We're running short on time, but I want to get through this because I don't want this to be two shows, okay? So we've got four bullets out of the gun, right? So
four times,
right? Pull the trigger four times. So in essence, guys, mentally, you're always two steps ahead and prepared for whatever, right? That's what being intentional really is, right? So let's talk about the fifth bullet. I love these next two because I'm gonna bring the beast out of you, all right, on the next two. All right, so you're going to grab these two and you're going to feel like a giant right now. The fifth bullet that we're going to take out of the gun, ladies and gentlemen, the fifth principle in the strike concept, guys, is kill. All right, kill it first. Now, this is why I need you
kill
to be.
It.
This is why I need you to be.
Yeah.
This is why I need you to be the hunter and not the hunter.
Wow.
Right? This is why I need you to be the hunter and not the hunted. All right, feel praise on the weak, ladies and gentlemen. It does.
Yes.
Mentally, physically, if you're weak in any of those three categories, man, I'm sorry. How do you take that away? You take that away by working on yourself constantly. It's the personal development that we talked about. But here's the deal. You got to kill it first, which means you've got to conquer these three areas, right? You got to conquer these three areas of your life in order for fear to say, okay, I can't really affect change over there negatively. So I got to move on a little bit until they wake up one morning and they're like, okay, I can't. I'm not going to do anything. I'm definitely, I stop, you know, communing with God. I stop doing my personal development. I stop working out. Then, you know, here comes fear coming right back in because it's like a hungry dog, right? So kill it first. Yeah, kill it first, man, before fear uses it to kill you. And we're trying to create that warrior mentality in you because, guys, I'm going to tell you right now, you're never going to be free until you learn to self-heal, right? Self-heal. I'm going to give you something for free, guys, okay? There are people in the world that are professional victims, and they want to stay broken. They want to stay broken because they get more attention being broken. But I'm telling you right now, there's more productivity. There's more volume. There's more vertical uptake. There's more go. There's more momentum in getting fixed. Okay. When you get yourself fixed, remember, people don't want to hang around things that are constantly broken. All right. Now, don't get me wrong. There are a lot of professional things out there, But if you want to create a professional victims club, that's a, you can do it all day long, okay? But I want to be the person that creates things and makes and fixes people, right? So guys, kill it first. Don't wait for fear to come along and use it to kill you, all right? So spiritually, mentally, and physically, work on those three areas. What's going on, Diva for Love? What's going on? Who else just joined? I saw somebody else join. Kevin O'Lapp, what's going on, my brother? Great to see you. So welcome to the grind. So, man, let's get this going at the bullet, fam. We got five out. We only got one.
We only got one.
Let's get this last bullet out. And all fear can do at this point is throw the gun at you, right? Ain't going to hurt, right? So here's the thing. I want you guys to get this. I'm going to put my elbows on the table because this is how serious I am, okay? Eat with your elbows on the table. Here's where you bring out, here's where you bring out the beast, okay? Eat, but eat with your elbows on the table. Here's one thing I had to learn, all right? And for some of you, it's going to be like, it's going to be like a spotlight coming on.
I have to back that up for real. You need to go ahead and expand on that because we were taught from a child, take your elbows off the table. How many times have that? Don't put your elbows on the table with you.
Yeah. Yeah. What do we call that? What is that called, though? That's called etiquette, right? Etiquette. We were taught etiquette. There's certain things you do, certain things you don't do. But I'm telling y'all right now, eat with your elbow on the table because there is no etiquette in war. Ain't no rules.
Ooh.
It ain't no you shoot at me first and I'm going to shoot back. No.
I like it.
No. No etiquette in war. And unless you guys are doing something different than life, unless you walk outside your door and you're looking at life through rose-colored glasses, I can tell you right now that it is a war out there. And there is no etiquette.
Wow.
Stop being concerned with what everyone thinks. Stop.
Wow.
And no etiquette, it's war, guys. Listen, you will never discover your true path unless you discover yourself. Plain and simple. And you're not going to discover yourself until you stop being concerned with what everybody thinks about what you're doing. They ain't in your prayer closet when you're praying and talking to God. They ain't there when you're writing your goals and visions down on the board. They don't know what's happening in your life. You're concerned about what everybody else is thinking, right? So I'm going to give you guys another cliche. Nice guys finish last. It sounds like a bad cliche created by a bad person, right? I was taught to be nice. I got to be nice to everybody. About to get that, man. It's rules to everything. Be nice. I ain't saying going around being an a-hole. That ain't what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that get yours. All right? Eat with your elbows on the table. Know that it's yours to have because God said you could. Right? So
that's
nice
right.
Guys finish last. Sounds like that bad cliche, guys, but it's not. It's the real cliche created by successful people. I can tell you right now that every successful person that I know eat their elbows on the table because they don't give a flip about how you feel about it. I got mine right here, and I'm protecting it. It's right here in front of me. I'm making sure that you ain't compromising what I got in front of me. So the significance of eating with your elbows on the table, it shows that you're confident. It shows that you're willing to fight for what you have, and you ain't giving up what you have. Eat with your elbows on the table, ladies and gentlemen. All right? Whatever you visualize as yours, don't wait for it. Go kill it and bring it home. That's the key. You sit back and wait for everybody to drop things on in your lap, and it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Wow. Now, that's good. Now, you brought that thing all the way home. For real, when we say this is the realest show ever, I don't know what's coming out of Nate's mouth, honestly. I didn't know about the whole strike principle or anything. I just knew we were coming on here today and talking about fear. And I have never, you know, until now, when you say that thing real, eat with your elbows on the table, that thing brought it home. And that's true. There is no etiquette in war. And when you're looking at fear and fear coming into your life and you allow fear to overcome you, realize that's a battle. That's an emotion. That's a feeling that you're allowing to creep in. And so the only way to overcome that thing is to get into the battle and to fight that thing and to realize that the victory for real is already won. We already won the battle, but now we got to take action in order to implement that confidence that we already got on the inside of us so that we don't begin to settle in life and allow everything to take us under. So it's war. Fear.
Yes.
Fear is too real in too many people's lives, and it's for real false evidence that we allow ourselves to think that it's real, and it stops us. It's a dream. It keeps us from crossing, from having that dream on the inside of us to now it one day becoming our reality, and we're living in the manifestation of it. So when we understand that, man, we become unstoppable. For real.
Unstoppable, man. Eat with your elbows on the table, ladies and gentlemen. At this point, that was
six.
Yeah, on the day, baby. That's what I'm saying. Protect what's yours. If you don't kill it, you don't eat, okay? And then, there are no, look, at this point, fam, there are no more bullets in the gun, all right? The only bullets that they can get now is if you put them back in there, right? So if there's no more bullets in the gun, then there are no more unknowns that you're not prepared to face. If fear is false evidence of being real, and it's the unknown that is really the most fearful. Guys, you just conquered fear once and for all. You now have the principles called strike to actually conquer fear and be able to everything that rears its ugly head smash it down just like the game, okay? Knowing that now you have the tools to conquer fear. Guys, go out, win today. We're right at the edge of our time. Go out, win today. Understand that you're going to deploy the strike principles, guys. Go ahead and conquer fear and the smash fear, and so it doesn't come back again. So understand that now you can deploy all six of them. You can be self-aware, know who you are, what you are, and who you are. Trust your own abilities, guys, and be raw. Once you start trusting your own abilities, be raw, real and worthy. Never compromise, settle, or quit on what you want in life, ladies and gentlemen. Be intentional, guys. Kill it first. Be the hunter and not the hunted. Guys, and eat with your elbows on the table, man. God bless you guys. All of my people on Blog Talk Radio, man, it's been absolutely amazing talking to you guys today, man. This show happens every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m. bright and early. Tell somebody about The Grind. blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101. Ladies and gentlemen, you're able to absolutely get on and hear and do everything that you need to do to help not only yourself bridge some gaps, but to also help people around you bridge gaps. So to all of my people on Facebook Live, as we fade out on Blog Talk Radio, I want to, you know, read some comments that we have, Pam, about the topic today. Because I know there's some out there. So let me get to, here we go. All right. So Everybody must have just been really captivated today by what's going on. Let me see. Okay, what's going on? Okay, I didn't see some people joining on. Gerline Labastier. Yeah, I think I see them now. Okay, I see. Okay, Gerline Labastier, great morning to you. Jacqueline Shaw said good morning to you. Miss Nicole Jones, welcome. Great morning. Nicole Jones here at work. Thank you for being in my life. Bless you and your family, and thank you for your leadership. Absolutely, Nicole. Thank you for chiming on. Thank you for supporting the grind. Thank you for being a part of the family. Hope Richardson, yes, can see names. Great morning. Thank you so much. So awesome. I'm way back. Let's move up some.
Yes. Yeah, John D. Riley, who said in the movie Gone Fuse, Denzel's character refused to accept his son dying because his insurance took his son's transplant. He didn't let fear stop him from taking action. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. No fear, man. That nail got sharp enough, right? People typically,
right.
Sometimes people won't move. It's because there was a lot done to get him in that situation. It was a lack of a lot of stuff. But sometimes when that nail gets sharp enough, we do things uncharacteristic of the old us. Whoever you were, right, that person transforms. But it's either by hook or crook, guys. You got to realize it's either by strife or life that we say we're going to change and transform. All right? So you're absolutely right, John. Reg Brewington, good morning to you, sir. Ori Schooner Board, great morning to you. Thanks for jumping the grind. Ori says she's facing the fears and punching them in the face. Absolutely. You want to see that. Michael Colini. What's going on, Michael? I think I'm saying that right. Michael Colini. I'm not, man. You know, charge you to my head, not my heart. Love you too, my brother. Thank you for jumping on. Tamara Atwater, welcome to you, young lady. Welcome to the grind all the way down there in the QC. Hope Richardson
everybody
has elbows.
The elbow table. Love it.
Hope says those elbows were smacked off real quick. Yeah, mama smacked them elbows off, you know, but your fear,
right,
put them back on there if you fear, if it's something that you fear for, okay? No etiquette
right,
in here, too. I'm learning, absolutely. What else you got, Pam?
I see Nicole saying here at work, thank you for being in my life and bless you and your family, and thank you for your leadership. Absolutely. You're welcome, Nicole. Thank you. We appreciate you.
I read that.
Girlene said, Bentley. But there you go. You got it.
Yeah, I read those.
Yo,
read. You behind, girl. You behind. Tamara
okay.
Says she's eating with her elbows on the table. She said it's all about mindset. That's what I'm talking about. You got to get over your food. Once you kill it, it's yours. You got to first go out and kill it. Don't let nobody else take it, all right? Because guess
right,
what? They ain't got no problem taking what's yours and calling it theirs, okay? Chilla Blanche,
come
what's
on,
going
now,
on, young lady? Welcome to the grind, man.
They don't have no... Imagine how it feels when somebody takes your stuff.
Man.
For real. Like, real talk. And I'm going to share this. I'm going to close out. That's a bad feeling. Because let me tell you, we have house keepers, right? So imagine this. I'm sick and tired. So I'm like, I'm going to clean my own doggone house. Why? Because people come into your house and they take stuff. So I can remember, like, yesterday when they went out and bought me my Movado, my diamond Movado watch. So they literally come into the house. Is gone. They stole my watch. So imagine that feeling. I'm not letting that stop me, but imagine, because I know that they're going to get there. But just imagine that feeling when somebody comes in and takes something that you own, that's yours, that you fought for, that you worked hard for. That's not a good feeling at all. At all.
Absolutely,
right?
Man. They'll think I'm taking your stuff, man, honestly, and they'll call it their own. So that's what I'm saying, man. Nice guys finish last. And it's so relevant in life because you see so many people telling you, oh, you know, be a giver, you know, be a person that helps everybody and yada, yada, yada. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you can help people, you can be there for people. The greatest gift that you can give somebody, ladies and gentlemen, is not the fish it's the worm and the fishing pole. To catch their own fish. That's the greatest gift you can give a person. Because if you keep giving them the fish, they're going to keep coming back to get more fish from you, the source. Teach a person to be the source for themselves. And guess what? Once you put that out there and they know they got to be the source for themselves, and they may go to another source, and once their source is run out, guess what? The nail just got so sharp that the pain of staying the same outweighs the pain of change. And now you have to
yes,
do something different. You'll be surprised what you can do, ladies and gentlemen, when you have to get it done. I'm telling you. But
right,
what we try and teach our team, what we try to teach people, is put yourself in a mindset of famine, okay? Put yourself in a mindset of lack, even though you may not lack right now, okay? Think about some of the greatest people in the world that did stuff. And they did it, and they're going to tell you right now, they're going to say, well, you know what? I did that because I had no other choice. All options were gone. All bets were off. There was no other rocks to look under. Everybody said, no, 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 no. Now, all of a sudden, you got to look inside, right? And now you got to flip your doggone self inside out to become the person that's on the inside that God's been trying to bring out the whole time. Man, let me stop if I make the show 2 hours. Anyway, hey, look, man, I'm telling you right now, I can go on and on, guys. I'm telling you because it's in here. And when it's in, guys, it's no problem coming out. But, man, God bless you guys. I love y'all, man. Thank you guys for chiming into the grind.
Yes,
I know we just ended on Facebook Live, on Instagram Live, but they got tired of it there.
They said you only get an hour here, buddy. We're going to end you up over here. So, man, Pam, say goodbye to everybody.
All right, goodbye, everybody. Absolutely. Y'all got it. All right. Keep pulling full head trigger. Get rid of fear. Fear is definitely going to stop you. All I got to say is you deserve it. Know what you got on the inside of you. Run with that thing and go out and get it done. All right. Stop letting fear kill them dreams. I'm done. Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
On that note, we're out, guys. We're out. God bless you guys and love you. See you guys bye right early on Tuesday morning. Y'all have a great day. Go out and
y'all
win. Strike fear in the face.
Bye-bye.
I think we are off.
We're off. All right. Awesome and amazing. Okay.
Let's see if we're off here. Broadcast ended there. We're off on YouTube. Let me close that one. Let's end up Blog Talk Radio. And you will